Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.5 WPEE. We have 52 degrees. It's 5:32. We are going to see the sun today with highs in the 70s. Scott Hetzko's forecast from 13.0 ABC. Good morning. I'm Steve Hausman. This is what's trending here bright and early this morning at WBEE. Sirens in Canandaigua early this morning for a fire in a motel. Flames broke out at the Pinewood Manor on County Road 50 right around midnight. No one was hurt, but they do think that fire was intentionally set. An agreement's been reached between the town of Parenton and Waste Management over the foul aroma coming from the High Acres landfill. Waste Management agreeing to, among other things, doing a study on the best way to get rid of the odors. Some feel their plan does not go far enough. A Rush Henrietta High School student will be disciplined for bringing an air pistol to class. No threats were made. No one was hurt. Administrators thinking the student just made a bad decision. His punishment will be based on the district's code of conduct. Their search turned up nothing, but police and federal agents say they are not finished looking for fugitive David Clyde Morgan. After dozens of officers with cadaver dogs searched hundreds of acres yesterday, the fear is the man who pointed a gun at a police officer in July may in fact be dead.
Prior to our search here, he had made statements with his girlfriend that he wanted to go out Bonnie and Clyde style.
And U.S. Marshal Charles Salinas says they've received no credible tips at all on where Morgan might be in the nearly 2 months he's been missing. A man from Greece described as a major drug kingpin heading to prison for the rest of his life. 63-year-old Colin Montague has also been ordered to pay $10 million. That's the amount they say he made from his cocaine racket. Republicans in Washington say time is running out for Brett Kavanaugh's accuser to tell Congress about her claims of sexual assault by the Supreme Court nominee. The Senate Judiciary Committee says it's going to go ahead with a Monday meeting at which both Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford have been invited. Carrie Underwood says she knows. She was on Ellen yesterday. She and her husband know what their baby is going to be, whether it's going to be a boy or girl. And though she didn't say, Carrie was wearing pink. And here's how things ended on America's Got Talent last night as Tyra Banks did the honors.
The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas is Shen Liu!
He is the 16-year-old self-taught magician who wins the top prize, the second magician to win America's Got Talent in the past 5 years. All right, sports of the week. Yankees beat Boston again last night, 10-1, keeping the Red Sox from clinching the AL East. Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. Thursday nighter has the Jets at Cleveland. Jets are 1-1. The Browns, of course, are winless. And the 0-2 Bills are prepping for their trip to Minneapolis on Sunday. The Vikings are favored by a whopping 17 points.
That's it?
16.5, yeah. All right, we'll have your forecast in a minute from 13 Wham ABC with Scott Hetzko here at the B.
Bored of crushing candy? Play Best Fiends, the obsession that's sweeping the nation. Millions and millions of people have downloaded this hit mobile game. Everyone's playing. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free right now. That's friends without the R.
Best Fiends. Life can be chaotic. Kids, work, traffic. But science shows being around animals can help you relax. So, let's enjoy the calming nature of Seneca Park Zoo's new Animals of the Savannah, now open, featuring giraffes and zebras. Refuge from your wildlife. Find it at Seneca Park Zoo.
Hi, I'm Rich Eide, and whether you're looking for a new Honda, Mazda, or Volkswagen, the Eide family of dealerships has you covered. But we also have an amazing selection of pre-owned vehicles, too. So check out EideDealerships.com. We'd love to earn your business.
Rochester weather. Good look at Thursday on tap. We'll hit the mid-70s. Now we're in the 50s across much of western New York. Good deal of sun. Turns windy tomorrow and very warm. Upper 80s to near 90 for one more time. and then dramatically cooler for the weekend. Highs on Saturday only in the low 60s with a fair amount of clouds then. From the 13 WAM Weather Authority, I'm Scott Hetzko on 92.5 WBEE.
Clear skies here at High Falls. We have 52 degrees at 5:36. You're up to date at 92.5 WBEE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.